ज्ञानं 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 तापयः नमो महाप्रकाशाय कृष्णे महाप्रकाशाय
Transmission of Srimad Bhagavat Chaitanya Charitamrita
and so many votes. I think my whole colleagues, I didn't raise any hope. Especially the last day when my departure is from this world, he called me and began to meet and taking my hands in his hand, he told me, I have got so many devotees from the whole world, and in Bengali he told that I have got so many monkeys from the whole world, but I could not friend them. So I request you to help me. I promise that I will help. And secondly, he told, oh, with your own hand, you should keep my samadhi. And in your supervision, my Sira Mahatma will be done. I did all these things because my own and Bhagavan Krishna and his so many disciples, prominent were there, but he never told them for getting this samadhi. Also, there are so many God brothers like Van Maharaj and all other in Vrindavan. But he not told. He requested me. There could be something there. He has written me once. Oh, our relation is transcendental. As my relation is transcendental with Srila Prabhupada, Srila Saraswati was your transcendental relation with me. So he used to, in so many cases, for me, and he wanted that he could come and preach with me. At that time, any reason I could not come. But to fulfill him, that promise that I will help, so I am coming to the whole world. And I am seeing his glory everywhere. Whole world, even where he could not go, and I am going, even there also, the glory has been. Yes, yes. No one person cannot do sitting like this. So, anything, any power from Supreme Lord, causing him, and that is why he speaks to our glory. Today, I am sending my millions and millions of vendors from all things. Then, I am taking my classes. I was thinking that from so many 15 years, perhaps, I am coming here. 11 years, I am coming here. And in classes, what subject I should tell about it. I asked, what you said. But then, Chandramukhi, I will ask, it must be Padmanabh Maharaj and other parts of it. And I told that the party you want. And he told that I have heard that we were discussing about 10th canto. And it was very, very attractive. So, in Shavadanastha, 11th canto. So, if you can deal with that, oh, then I don't know. Very good subject. So we can, he will deal with, will he speak on that subject, 11th canto. Very, very interesting and very, very helpful. But I want to tell you that once about 8,000 of Rishyas from India said to Nareshwaranya, Arjun is coming. What to do? Sukha Goswami was also there. Well, that's it. Now Arjun is coming. And everything will be upset. Especially, the age will be so much changed. Think that suppose our age is 100. 50 years in sleeping, in bed, all speaking, and if uncontrolled senses and sense verification is there so much, and more than 50, at least 50 is going there, and some value to after 30 years. So they remain in being experts, dizziness, disturbing, qualified to earn money and this. And from 80 to 100, too old, except 40 then, so many rows, we cannot do anything. And 10 years, you know, now so much wealth coming, self-gratification coming. A house should be so good that all kinds of facilities should be there. So, on which dining room comes, which then toilet comes, so which then sitting hall, and again which bathroom. And so many things. God, so, for collecting all these things after verification, too much time goes. Marriage is also essential. And then children, to get qualified, everything, so when it will do. Anything will be done. Over time, usually, like donkeys, we need to fall. What you are doing to collect money, money cannot give you happiness to grow. Never. Especially when we will die, you cannot take a single but Australian one plant and sell. Then if you cannot take, and if you really, your son, daughter, wife, all qualified persons, they cannot go with you, then why you are doing so? They are not plant. Why you are not thinking about Krishna? You should know that you are part and parcel of Krishna. And in your transcendental form, there is good to serve Krishna. But why we came here? So, when we forget Krishna, and when we live in Maya, Krishnaya is and Sukhaya. And these two bodies, gross body, material body, and and then, and this body, and they are all mine. Wealthy mind. Thoughts are mine. Especially nowadays, in Australia and Western countries, I see. Each person must have two, three, four dogs. spirit, they part of that which soul. There is so out his lacking and everything, but now send it back to their father mother. So that he died in old houses, but they will not. It is like very cruel. So they are asking, Tum Goswami, oh, you are the title of Mahabharvat, Sukadeva Goswami. Who has learned Srimad Bhagavat, the essence of all the Indian Vedic literature. The essence of all the Vedic literature is Brahma Sutra. And Srimad Bhagavat, the essence of that. So if anyone has learned Srimad Bhagavat, he has heard Srimad Bhagavat from his bona fide guru. So you are like so. So we ask that in this situation, in this body culture, everything is upset. Ladies, half legged, full legged, only something here. On the sea beach, you can see that is written their duty. What must happen? Nothing. Anything to pass from that in. To cover anything. No need at that. And forward. Now we are in the roaming, walking on this, people. Like, hey, there is no shame and anything. There is generally, they send their husbands 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And they want to write their names in Greenwich. And if one can tell that, oh, who is my father? This time we can see that sound coming. So why? But very intelligent, you know the essence of pain, Upanishad, Puran, Bhagavat, everything. So you should tell Jayatma some person. How soul will be never ask that how we will this body will be fed. This body is important. We are not this body, you should know all. You should forget that I am this body. And indeed, part and parcel of Krishna and Krishna is also here. Both are here. Krishna, oh, he knows Shiva and he is looking after Shiva. What he is doing as a good. And according to that, he is getting some fruit. Sarat, Swarga and Kugan. And another, oh, Krishna is there for Karan. So that, oh, there is my friend. So, how we can be happy? Guru Krishna Prasade Pai, Bhakti Sathavi. Krishna beside is of very high. But it is controlled by Guru Kripa. Krishna Kripa is not Svatantra. Independent. It depends on Guru Kripa. Guru is Prakriti, representative of Krishna. So, if there are no bona fide Guru, qualified Guru, How he can show you that power? Bhakti is very hidden, very evident. So, hearing his specific and self-respect, and it is pronounced through his Gurudev to close the spine and begin to tell you. So, by Kuntan, Parohukharam, Jato Bhakti na Sokhtage, Hare Sukhya of Yavahi Raja Bhakti. Srila Rupa Goswami, inspired by Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he wrote a poem like this. What has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, what has been told in other books, combination of all comprehensive, Anyabhilashitasamilam, Gyan Karma Jyanabhutam, and fully in the Krishna of the Pilanam Bhagavad. But he begins. We have discussed this matter so many times, but I'm again and again, I'm reminding you the definition of bhakti and try to follow you all.
The definition of devotion as given by Sri Rupa Goswami Pada. We have just heard in the Srimad Bhagavatam, one definition of bhakti has been given. Savaipuktam paroda maya nira bhakti adosane vaitiki apitya danyatma ampastita. Gradually, Sanatkos, he said in another, Sri Rupa Goswami has defined bhakti as the life moves on, the highest occupation of the soul, Yathir Bhaktiya Dasite, is devotional service to the Supreme Lord, who is known as Adultus. Adultus means the Supreme Lord who is beyond the range of the material senses. When that devotional service is performed uninterruptedly and without any material motivation, then it can completely satisfy the Supreme Self, Sri Krishna. When the Supreme Lord is satisfied, automatically the individual soul will feel exit. So there have been so many definitions of given of devotional service. But Bhakti Paramesviti is what? Absorption in the Supreme is called Bhakti. So many are there. They all will find some shortage. But Sri Rupa Goswami has taken everything from all other definitions and added something which was not previously given in one verse from the Sri Bhakti Rasamrita, Hindu. Anyadi Radhika Sanyam Jnana Karma Dinavitam Anukulena Krishna Nusharanam Bhakti Uttama. Therefore, Sri Rupa Goswami said, what is Bhakti Uttama, or Uttam Bhakti, the topmost form of devotion? So in this verse, there is first the top lakshan, the external characteristics of bhakti, and the surup lakshan, or the intrinsic, internal, or main characteristics of devotion. The Buddha says first we should discuss the intrinsic forms of devotion. That is anukulena Krishna, anukulena bhakti, anukulena Krishna, sivaram, bhakti, uttama. The Rupa Goswami has said, uttam bhakti is that type of devotion which is not covered by jnana, which is specially knowledge for karma, fruitive activity. It is completely bereft of any other desire. Then it is performed, it is cultivated for the satisfaction of Sri Krishna, that is called Uttam Bhakti. So first there is the two corruptions, for the intrinsic characteristics. Anukulena Krishnanu Sudanam Bhakti Uttama. First, Anukulena. It should be performed in a manner which is favorable for Krishna. And there should be some Anusimanam. Simana means a cultivation. Some people say Anukulena means practical power for his, or an absence of enmity towards Krishna. But this is not enough, because even a tree, for example, has no enmity towards Krishna. But it doesn't mean it's doing anything for him. There will only an absence of this favorable mood is not itself Sanya Bhakti. There must be some element, there is some cultivation. Here the Rupa Goswami is also described anusimanam. That means that cultivation is qualified by the adjective anu. Anu means continuing. Anu also means anugatya mori, under the guidance of the Gurudev and the Vaishnava. So here, that cultivation is of two types. That is anukul chesta and pratikul chesta. That means, cultivation means there should be some cultivation of activities which are favorable for Krishna, and it also means not performing activities which are unfavorable for devotion. Therefore, giving up things which are unfavorable for devotion.
Yes, sir.
For example, performing the limbs of bhakti, that is anukul chesta, and so that means body, mind,
Chesta means body, mind, and word.
Devotions performed that are favorable for Krishna. Devotions by Sanchari means devotions which are favorable for Krishna's service, like the eight different types of ecstatic emotions, the 33 Yamachari Bhavas, changing emotions which rise from the ocean of Saibhas and return. Cultivation of these types of devotion is also one type of endeavor called Bhavrupa. The Chaturupa means endeavors of body, mind, and word. Therefore, it is called Anukulena. Here, some people give a simplification of this definition by saying it gives happiness to Krishna. But in this, there is two considerations given by Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his book, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Vision. He said there should not be an overextension of the definition, and neither there should be an underextension of the definition. An example of an overextension of the definition of Anukulena, for example, when Krishna entered into the wrestling arena of Kams Maharaj. That time, many audiences were there, nine different types of people, saw Krishna with 12 different emotions. That time, the huge wrestler, Charan Musti, they challenged Krishna. Oh Krishna, you are subject to the king, and for his enjoyment, you should wrestle with us. Krishna said, how I can wrestle with you? The guys are like Hulk Hogan, huge monsters. I am just a small boy, I cannot wrestle with you. Chandramurti said, we know that you are not ordinary boys. Otherwise, how you kill these rakshasas and demons and yogis like Uttana, Agastura, and Makasura? Come on. We will grab Krishna, Chandramurti grab Krishna, and Uttana grab Balaram. And a big fight was there. Head to head, elbows, knee to knee. They were driving Krishna here, pulling him here. They were punching each other. That time Krishna felt great ecstasy. Because Krishna was also one, he was killing also with a Sindhu. He takes all types of rasa or food. One of those moods is Veera, or the mood of a hero. Therefore Krishna also likes to have a fight sometimes. There was Charamati was pounding on Krishna. Krishna felt great happiness. But we cannot say this is devotion. Why? Because their intention was not to give happiness to Krishna. Their intention was to kill Krishna. They were simply that they gave happiness to Krishna. This is not an example of devotion. This is an overextension of the definition. And then under extension of the definition, sometimes the devotee might perform some activity for Krishna, and Krishna is satisfied by that. For example, Mother Yashoda, Krishna is eating God, and Mother Yashoda punishes him, both giving his ear and threatens his beating. That time Krishna is weeping. If this bhakti to make Krishna cry, we will say this is proper sattva bhakti. Because Mother Yashoda is cheating Krishna, why Krishna is eating God inside of many seeds, those seeds will come out of your stomach and they'll be finished. Your health will be ruined, and Krishna becomes afraid, O Mother, I won't eat earth again. Let even know that endeavor anukulena, Krishna anusiranam. Even though that endeavor is performed for Krishna, it's not giving happiness to Krishna, Krishna is weeping. It's called devotion because it's done for Krishna's benefit. One point here, devotion must be only for Krishna. It cannot be for Durga, or Kali, or Ganesh, or Kaladevi, or anyone else, or any man or woman in this world, not to speak of dog or cat. Devotion can only be performed towards the Supreme Lord. And of all the incarnations of the Supreme Lord, who is the avatari, the source of all incarnations, that is Krishna. All this and so much more which I have not spoken in the book, that is the reproduction of the main definition, the intrinsic definition of devotion. The Sivu Kulaswami, he is so much of a genius, he has also clarified it more by giving the Patasta Lakshan. That devotion should be devoid of any other desire. For example, some people are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I want to go to the heavenly planet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I don't want to go to hell. I want a wife. I want this. I want good health. They are performing devotion, but it's full of desire. Desire except for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, Uttam Bhakti of true devotion is devoid of any other desire. Therefore, a question might arise, Anyabhila, Sita, is it said Anyabhila, Sita? Why is it not just said Anyabhila? Because sometimes, even a high class devotee, there may be some extraordinary circumstance where they may call on Krishna to save them. For example, to Draupadi Devi, the wife of the Pandavas. That time when Duryodhana ordered her to be stripped naked, that time she cried, O Krishna, save my shame. Someone may say, this is not devotion because she is saying, Krishna, save me. This is for her. The Jiva Goswami is so good-minded. He says, no, because this is some emergency. For example, we're going home after the program and we get in the car crash. We have to go through the front room screen. Hare Krishna, Krishna, save me. There will not be a lot of devotion because it's some extraordinary, life-threatening circumstance. Anukulena, Anyabhilasita. Therefore, there should be no touch of other desires. For example, so many people their devotion is mixed with, well, I can't say today, my astrology is not so favorable, or my Reiki master probably is not good, or. Therefore, all these things should be abandoned. Anyabhilasita, Anyabhilasita,
Anyabhilasita, any thought must fulfill their desires. Also,
Anyabhilasita. Rishikesh Govinda Seva Nathuji Deva Deva. Nobody wants to
perform. Astrology, to read astrology and to tell others it is organic to us.
And there's also jnana karma anavisam. The devotion should not be covered by jnana and karma. Jnana means knowledge. The Rupa Goswami says, without knowledge, no one can live. For example, how you can do this program? You have to know where the showground is. You have to know how to book a ticket on the internet. Therefore, that knowledge, without knowledge, you wouldn't even be here. Therefore, knowledge which is used favorably towards Krishna, that can be accepted. The jnana should not completely cover the notion. Especially there are three types of jnana. Tattvadat jnana, Vanspadat jnana, and Jiva Arikat Sru jnana. These first two types of knowledge, the knowledge of the Supreme Lord, the knowledge of my own position, that can be accepted for devotion. Therefore, that knowledge will be available for devotion. That knowledge which is available for devotion, that we can accept. The knowledge where bhakti is destroyed, I will become one with Bhagavan. That knowledge is completely rejectable. Because if you become one with Bhagavan, you cannot serve him at all. Then that type of jnana is completely rejectable. Therefore, jnana should not cover devotion. Also, karma.
Even sattva-jnana. If sattva-jnana is that Krishna is Supreme Lord, He is creator of all worlds. If this knowledge is true, but if this knowledge will be, then we cannot think that Krishna is my son, or my most beloved, or friend. So this knowledge also should be given. Forget that Krishna is Supreme Lord. Swamiji claimed to tell you that Krishna is Supreme Lord. But I have come, he has sent that, oh, now you should tell them to forget Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is your friend, is your most beloved, is your son, like this.
So, brother, Mother Shara goes to put Krishna and Krishna, don't throw my ear, my father one, then Mother Shara will give him another one. Hey. Only one Bhagavan here, that Bhagavan Vishnu. Don't do any offense to him. And Vishnu will have two or three times. Therefore, that knowledge that Krishna is Bhagavan, in the end, even that must be given up. And finally, Bhakti should not be covered by karma. I mean, some people say, don't do any karma. But that's impossible. How many of you got money to come to this festival and pay a festival fee? Don't buy that. That means in order to get money, we have to have money to come to this festival. Some of us don't know it, therefore they're lying to us. It means karma also can be used in a way which is favorable for devotion. Eating is also karma. Walking here and there is karma. Breathing is even a karma. Therefore, activity cannot be stopped. That activity should be used in a way which is favorable for Krishna. But karma should not cover bhakti. Covering bhakti means I am so much busy, I cannot even chant my Harinam. People say, I have no time for chanting, I have time for reading. Therefore, some people, they are so much absorbed in making money and materialistic life, they have no time for devotion. That is the example of bhakti being covered by karma. There are many other guys that have sunyam, jnana karma, yadamitam, anokulena, krishna, mishtabhanam, bhakti, uttama. People are coming and say, therefore, uttam bhakti, or pure bhakti, is that devotion which is cultivated by the body, mind, and heart, and by emotions, which are performed exclusively for the benefit of Sri Krishna. That the pure devotion should be devoid of any other desire. It should not be covered by karma or dhyana.
भगवती भक्ति योग प्रयोगित जन से आशु वैराग्यम ज्ञानम जस अनाय सुखम इफ एनी वन ब्रिंग इन उत्तम भक्ति देन वेरी सून Parallel will come, detachment from the whole world. Surely, if you are hearing Harikatha, Bhagavat, this Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, told by Sudhe Goswami and heard by Parikshit Maharaj. If anyone hears and who, Uttama Bhakti, if it is beginning, no halt. But when that will come, detachment from whole world. If not coming, you should see that, oh, best group and whole. You are here doing bhakti, or still you have no detachment from wealth, reputation, worldly things, then people say that you are not here. You are not doing that bhakti. And secondly, sattva jnana will come. All kinds of knowledge. I bring this. Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, आणि कृष्ण तत्व जीव तत्व माया तत्व भक्ती तत्व प्रेम तत्व राधा तत्व कृष्ण तत्व ऑल तत्व यू विल रिअलाइज आणि ऑल्सो सर्वात सुनिश्चित कोणता विस्तते कथा तुझ्या नो स्वाद या गतिगतीन श्रम एव ही केवलम ही flattering Uttama Bhakti, but still you have no taste in hearing Harikatha, sweet pastimes of Krishna, then everything is in vain. If you are chanting three lakh Harinam, you are sannyasi, you are brahmachari, you are grihastha, saptha, you are following all these things, but no taste in Harikatha, hearing three pastimes of Krishna by a bona fide person. Oh, like there some are talking, themselves, laughing, joking, they have no taste in hearing. Then what we can tell them? There comes some folk far away to hear Harikatha, but they are laughing, joking there. No taste in hearing. After some time you feel that he was chanting three lakh names and after chanting he will give up. Sannyasi will give up their man. Brahmachari his saffron cloth he will give up. I see here also. Sannyasi will be a weak person. So unfortunate, over. There is no intelligence. They have done so much Guru Vaishnava for wrong 15 or 16 years or 25 years. And he still means it means they have no taste in hearing katha. So they gave up and they married and so I am coming to remind all these things that first we should have Sravanam Kirtanam, first Sravanam. We should have taste in hearing sweet pastimes of Katha. Prahlad Maharaj and Jamanarjun and others, they have prayed to Krishna, Madhav Prabhu, anywhere you can send by my previous come, Paradar Guru, even in hell. But please give us association of my Vaishnavas that I can hear Harikatha. This is most important. And that is why it has been told Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha. So, Sadhu Sangha means to hear Harikatha. And then we will be expert. And you will serve Gurudev, then you will be qualified to say Harikatha Yoga, Kirtana. First Shravanam, then Kirtana. So, we must have some faith in Harikatha. But if you have no Harikatha faith, then what? Again and again. And they are free to speak. Mind was, uncontrolled was, that mind. And, I must go there. If we see me standing there, no harm. Take some, silly dust and get in your mind. But sit there. By this, yes, the Rupa Goswami has taught in 6 or 7 Krishnam. That Krishnam se dadi sukritana anukraveena rasana manashi deyoja yada se pulo. Chita vidya pito sapta rasanasya narutikan. If no thinking hari hearing hari katha. Again and again, you should sit there. That very unlucky person that being here in town, they cannot come to hear the teacher part. Very, very, very unfortunate. So, this in Harikatha is essential. Parvasya hi apavargas. What we are doing, religious thing, it is not for this, but it is for something. What you are doing, collecting money, not for some gratification, like Punya Parivar of Fiji. Everything is for temple making, uplifting books and so many things. That wealth is going on in you. So if some wealth is there, use it Krishna Bhakti. So everything, that is not by Vairagya, if it is not turns into Bhakti. So, Padanti Tattva Vidal Tattam Janiyanam Vatvayam Brahmehi Paramat Vesi. So those who know Tattva, they tell all Bhaktayam Krishna hi Tattva. All the incarnations of Krishna like Ram, Vishinka, Samsi, Pama, they are not independent. No. Also, if I am coming from there, I will touch up that thing. And if one coming from his illusory Maya, so they have also no separate existence. Only Krishna has separate thing. So Krishna is of Vaishnavian. Brahmagyani from very far away. She sent Krishna as a light. This is what? Only unsixteen. Only part of that person, Prabhu. And Paramatma, only Satan. And she, Padansi, partly, and Swayam Bhagavan is Krishna, his own, in all respects. So this is the Krishna to Krishna. Eke Jan Salaam Kulta, Krishna to Bhagavan. So Krishna is Supreme Lord. Satyadana Muniro, ज्ञान पैदा के दूसरा बसंत आत्मनिष्ठ आत्मान क्वालिफाइड घूमते ही कैन रिमूव ऑल योर डाउट बिकॉज ही हैज सम रियलाइजेशन ही नोज ऑल दिस स्टार्स इज परफेक्ट इन दैट एंड ही डिटैच फ्रॉम वर्ल्डली थिंग्स सो गो एंड हियर फ्रॉम देम. And then, oh, Bhakti will come in your form. And thus, your life is restructured. Shriyavatam is what the fact. Now, Shriyavatam is what the fact.
Om Ajnana Simiram. ज्ञानंजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. कृष्णदेवनाथं Secondly, I'm offering my equal grand recognition of my Shraddha Krishna Jyoti, the Holy Spirit, and the Lord of Sikh, the Lord of ओम विष्णु भारत अस्तु परिषद श्री शिव बाहिक्षक श्री हर गोस्वामी महाराज एंड ओम विष्णु भारत अस्तु परिषद श्री शिव भक्ति वेदांत नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज And she delivers the word by Rita Nuga Vipaida, and I pronounce to all the Vaishnava Vaishnavi friends and guests at this auspicious assembly to give Hari Kata, the place of the pure devotee of Krishna. Srila Gurudev has been introducing us to the first chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, wherein Sita Goswami, and the sages of Naimisharanya, they are contemplating how the soul, how the Atma, the eternal soul, can achieve full satisfaction and become some perceived deed, transcendentally satisfied and happy. And he has introduced us to the preceding verses in which it is clearly defined that bhakti to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, this is the ultimate dharma, the ultimate duty of the soul, and nothing else will ever satisfy the soul except this. And he has described that without attaining attachment and attraction to hearing the transcendental messages of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then, no matter what we are doing in this world, it is shrama eva hi kevalam, simply useless labor, because at the time of death, nothing can be brought with us. So, Srimad Bhagavatam herein is describing the transcendental process by which hearing the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam and the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, how that transcendental message will enter into our ears and into our hearts, and the process will be performed by the power and the potency of Hari Kata to cleanse our hearts and bring us into complete transcendental realization of the Supreme Lord, Tattva Jnana, as Gurudev was describing, all Tattva Jnana being obtained, and realizing one's eternal relationship with Krishna and ending this cycle of repeated birth and death. So here, this verse of Srimad Bhagavatam is beginning with the explanation of hearing Krishna Katha. Srimadam Spakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Prithyam Takstoro Ki Abadrani Vitunoti Supriktatam. Here it is said that Krishna's own topics about himself are non-different than himself. Krishna's name, qualities, form, pastimes, and his Harikatha, they are supremely powerful, just as Krishna himself is. And when one hears these transcendental messages from the lips of the pure, realized Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, then there is a power in that Harikatha, because Krishna himself comes in the form of this Hari Kata and enters into one's ears and into one's heart. And then Krishna begins the process of cleansing the heart for the sincere devotee. Sri Kata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. This process of Shravan Kirtan, hearing and chanting these divine messages, is the topmost activity that can be performed by the human being. Within our hearts, because we are conditioned souls for millions of lifetimes in this material world, there is so much inauspicious things, like dust on the mirror, dust covering the mirror. You cannot see any image when you look in the mirror. Similarly, our hearts are full of so many inauspicious desires and anarthas, unwanted things. So by the process of hearing Krishna Katha, then cleansing of the heart, it begins by the power of Krishna Katha. And then, Nashtra Prayeshu, Avadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttama Shrote Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So now, by the process of hearing and the heart becoming cleansed, Nashtra Prayeshu, Avadreshu, not fully, but for the most part, now the cleansing process has become effective. then Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. How is this happening? Because the devotee is engaging regularly, constantly. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. He's constantly serving the message of Srimad Bhagavatam by hearing Harikatha. And also, the other type of Bhagavata, he is called Bhakta Bhagavata. So he is constantly engaged in serving the divine orders of the spiritual master, of the devotee, living his life according to his direction. So by performing this practice, then constantly, Bhagavati Uttama Shlomi Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiti. Now, pure devotion, pure bhakti yoga, as we heard, Shripad Damodara was explaining the definition of Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti, devoid of all the material desires and only fully concentrating 24 hours on Krishna and his happiness. But in this way, Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiti. It becomes manifested within one's heart in the form of Naishthiki Bhakti. Naishthiki means unwavering. Always constantly, like a stream of honey that is flowing up. So Bhakti is going on 24 hours a day with one's mind, body, words, and thoughts, emotions. So then, Tadarajastamo Bhava, Kama Mobha Dayaschaye, Cheta Ekair Anadipam, So now, in this material world, there are the impulses which are born of the bones of material nature. These are called tri-guna. They are called sattva, rajas, and tamas, goodness, passion, and ignorance. And by the force of these three modes of the vayak, the illusory potency of the Supreme Lord, therefore all living entities are impelled to act and to have the lower qualities imbibed within their mind and heart, like lust, anger, envy, illusion, and so forth. So in this way, this kama lobha, lust and anger and greed and so forth, now all these effects, they become completely extinguished. Cheta etaya na vidham. Now one's consciousness, the pure consciousness of the soul, no longer becomes touched by these external modes of nature. And becomes satay, perceive the deep. Now the devotee becomes situated in sattva, pureness, where now he can completely focus, and he is not agitated by the external attractions and illusions of this material world. Then, evam prasanna, manaso, bhagavat bhakti yoga taha, bhagavat tattva vijnanam buddha sangasya jayate. So now, evam prasanna manaso, now in this condition, when he's doing bhakti to Krishna, he feels great peacefulness and satisfaction within his mind, within his heart. Bhagavat bhakti yoga taha, then bhagavat tattva vijnanam. He attains, as Srila Gurudev describes, pure transcendental tattva-jnana. He realizes his own soul. He realizes, I am Atma, I am not this material body. I have nothing to do with this material world and all the so-called possessions of this body in this material world. And he gains knowledge, Bhagavat tattva. True knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is manifest within his heart. He understands what is the illusory energy of Maya and all these different types of jnana. He comes.
You have 1 minute, 10 seconds.
The Sangasya Jayate, now he becomes Mukta. The things he becomes liberated. He becomes untouched by the effects of all illusion in this world. And he becomes a Muktaji, liberated soul. And then, Vidyate, Hridaya, Grantis, Chityanti, Sarva Samshaya. Now, Vidyate, the Hridaya Granta, the knot that is within our heart, binding us to this material world, now it becomes pierced, that knot becomes loosened. And Chityante Sarva Samshaya, now all doubts, all illusory attractions to this world, they become completely shattered. Power of this divine realization.
Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Now, all of these become...
presence of this, of the pure, divine Guru, pure devotee of Krishna. This is the most auspicious activity that we can perform. So if we clearly open our eyes, open our ears, our hearts, and fully accept this divine message as Sri Guru Dev is telling us during these few coming days, then the power of the Parivrata will begin this process as you just heard with your own heart, and you will attain our divine relationship with Krishna.
Hearing all this from Sukha Goswami, Samana, and taking 38,000 of rupees, we can very happy. And that when wondering, that, oh, what is so glorious? Please tell me, tell us, how this bhakti really can come in our heart. Our heart is full of so many unwanted things, unless what we desire. Please be merciful and save us. Then he told, without Guru, you cannot have God. Even Krishna cannot give you God. Krishna is Supreme Lord. He can do anything. He is independent. But he cannot give God. Why? Because it is giving bhakti to one person and not to other, then this train will come and this partiality is in Krishna. And Mahabharata like Sukadeva Goswami and others, Narada Goswami, they are Mukta Mahaguru, liberated person. Oh, they can do mercy. And their mercy bhakti will help us. From where? Madhyamagita is also. Prema Maitri Kripa Pekshya Jaya Karo Tisya Mat Samadham. Love and affection to Krishna and mercy, three kinds of things. Those who are superior Vaishnava, Maitri, which countries? Those who are equal, Maitri with Maitri. And those who are junior, Maitri with Maitri. And those who are innocent, no Mayavas, oh, you should do Kripa. And those who are against Krishna, oh, that's why. This is the qualification of a Madhyam Adhikari. So these Madhyam Adhikari Vaishnav can give bhakti. Narada, in his Mahabhava state standard, but he will be sent in Madhyam Adhikari and then he can give bhakti. Otherwise, no. So the backbone of bhakti, the source of the reservoir of bhakti, is Madhyamadhikari, this Vaishnava bhakti. So, how easily it can be? Then, Sukha Goswami began to tell, I will tell you something. Our Guru is merciful. And how we qualify, I will tell a story of Narada and Jaya. Narada recited all the Vedas, very, very critical, very difficult. So he recited in four Vedas. Rigavesh, Kandesh, Yajurvesh, Atharvesh. And then he took the essence of all these four Vedas and compose Brahma Sutra about 515 forms. Sutra. Sutra means condensed form. But he again thought, these are very, very hard, general people cannot understand. What to do? Then he made Quran, all other Quran. Mukha Quran, Upa Quran, Sarha Quran. 36 kinds of Quran. Even he was not satisfied. Then he made Pancham Ved, Mahabharata, for Sutra, for Brahmins, for rishis, gunis, from all, for all. But no. Even Brahma received Chatushloki Bhagavat. And he got to Narad, and particularly Narad told to Vyasa, but even he was not satisfied by God. So one day he was thinking, I have done so many things, a common person can read a book like this, but where is my mistake? I cannot think. My soul is not happy. I am not happy. What is the reason behind? And in this time, oh, there must be dark skin, which is enough. Then, that day, what he sees, and give a portion to him, take water, drink. And when you are satisfied and that easily, then Narada Rishi told, O Prabhu, you are not a common person. You are Shakta Vish Avatar of Narayan. But I see that it was not there. But you are not there. And that they told, O Gurudev, I have done all these things as you are telling. But I don't know why I am unhappy. My doctor or my sister, you can show my and you can decide. So, a disciple no. Why he is unhappy, but Guru knows. You need a looking person of he will see your face and then ask you. But you ask, you know, don't know what you do. I want clarity. Then now told Prabhu. You have done so many things, but as you have discussed all these things, karma, pranatam karma, pranatam karma, you know, the karma, brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, sudra, sannyasi, brahmachari, parampara, and because sir, you have done all these things. But that golden fire then, you have not told them that there the glory is of Krishna. Don't read Haritaka of Krishna. That is why you mind is touched and you are not happy. Chagari Sutra. Tell him, please. You are presently with care to follow bhakti. Guru bhakti is born of bhakti. Guru nitya is that born of bhakti.
Om Janaki Narandasya Janakvanitalaya Sattu Vajri Pramyam Tantmai Sri Guru Namo. I offer up my humility of instances in the death of the Lord is Jesus. My most worshipful Vishnu Guru Dev, Nityananda Sadishka, Om Vishnu Pai. Proud of this appreciation, I shall also be down to Swami for the fire. And bestowing on him that obeisances in the death of the Lord is Jesus. My most worshipful Shikshi Guru Dev, Om Vishnu Pai, proud of this appreciation, I shall also be down to Narayan Goswami Maharaj, to all of our principal succession, and all the assembled devotees. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to discuss the teachings of Sri Narada Muni in Srila Vyasa. As Srila Gurudev mentioned, Narada Muni is a Mahabhagavat, a resident also of the spiritual world. But in order to show mercy to those in this material world, he took the role of a Madhyama Adhikari who makes four distinctions. So to his disciple, Vyasadeva, he's giving now instructions. Vyasadeva, that you discussed and described the glories of Varnashram, you discussed all the heavenly planets and how to get there, you divided all the Vedas, you wrote the Puranas and the Mahabharata for the less intelligent. So, still you're unhappy? Why is that? Because you've neglected to glorify the personality of Godhead. Any words that do not describe the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the only sanctifying deity in the material world, whose service alone can sanctify all the three worlds, such words are known by saintly persons to be a pilgrimage of the glory. On the other hand, that transcendental literature, which glorifies the name, fame, form, personality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is another type of creation, which acts as a revolution in the impious lives and the dust-worn hearts of civilization. So he's trying to encourage Srila Vyasadeva. He says that people generally want to enjoy, so they will misunderstand what you're trying to do in the Vedas and use whatever Vedic literature you've written as an excuse to enjoy. An excuse to enjoy within my Varnashram life, or an excuse to go to the heavenly planet. Well, if that all fails, then I'll merge and become one with the impersonal God. So he's encouraging them. I'll tell you how I, myself, became a pure devotee. And by this you can understand how by surrendering to Guru, how by hearing and glorifying the Lord, you reach all perfection. And then I want you to enter into trance, because you're so qualified that you can enter into trance and see within your heart all the pastimes of the Lord from beginning to end. And then I want you to describe His glory. So Narada is told about His own life. Many times, spiritual masters will explain how they develop their eternally liberated soul. So they explain, to increase the faith of the disciples, how they became pure devotees. So Narada says that in my previous life, I was the son of a maidservant, a very poor maidservant. And during the rainy season and the autumn season, the great sages who generally travel around all over without staying in one place very long, they stay for several months in one place to enlighten the people there. So I was engaged in the service of the Bhaktivedanta, of the great sages. One time, I tasted the remnants of their foodstuffs, and just by doing that, I became free from all sins. Then, engaging more in their service, I developed an intense attraction for hearing their messages, and I lost all my taste for anything else. I was very well behaved, quiet, and gentle, and I wasn't interested in frivolous sports. So hearing and hearing from them about the glories of the Lord, I got a great grief to serve the Lord. Then, though, the time passed and the great sages left. But just before they left, they instructed me on the confidential message of the Lord, and I desired to be with them and leave my family connection. Family connection means my mother. But my mother had only me, so she lavished me with all of her affection. But because I had a great desire to serve these Bhakti Vedantins and become a pure devotee and glorify the Lord, Krishna made the arrangement that one night, my mother, as she was going out and milking the cows, she was bit on the leg by a serpent, and she immediately died. I did not lament over this. I took this as the mercy of the Lord. And I, without even looking back, I left and went to search out the Lord in the forest. Vyasa asked Narada, after initiation, please tell me what you did. And Narada explained that I went to all the towns and villages and woodlands, and whenever I was tired, I just went to the rivers and drank water. I became so detached. Then I went to a very sacred holy place by the river. And Narada was explaining that in this first stage, this is his first career, he had some slight little desire. And what was that? Not like us, who are so filled with desire. I want to eat the nicest foods. I want to see the nicest thing on TV. I want all the praise. I want all the respect. I want the nicest amount of money and comfort, as Gurudev was explaining. But Narada just had one slight little material desire, and that was in the mode of goodness. He wanted to worship the Lord in a very sanctified, sacred place. So he meditated, controlling his senses and his mind. And after many, many years of austerities and meditation, the Lord appeared to him just for one moment and then disappeared. And then the Lord told him that I will not appear to you again in this life because you have a slight desire. So in order to purify yourself, the Lord said in an aerial voice, not again showing his form, in order to purify yourself, you should engage wholeheartedly in traveling all over the world and glorifying me, singing my glories with a very humble heart and free from all envy. So Narada told Vyasadeva that I did that, and thus I became very, very advanced. So advanced that as a product of my devotional service, as a very, very insignificant byproduct, all mystic powers came in my heart. All transcendental knowledge came to me, spiritual seeing in the heart to see everything, spiritual and material, and all the eight mystic powers, like one can reach out to another planet, just like that, and get a fruit. One can become heavier than a universe, one can become lighter than the atom, you can bring anyone under his control. So I got that just as an insignificant byproduct of devotional service. And then, as I gradually approached the time of leaving in my body, simultaneously, just as lightning and thunder happened simultaneously, so I left my body and I gave my transcendental body, which is free from the influence of the modes of nature. And now I can travel everywhere, all throughout the spiritual world, throughout the material world, to Ayodhya, to Vaikuntha, to Brahmaloka, even Narada Muni goes to Goloka Vrindavan and associates with the devotees there. Then he orders Sri Vyasadeva that you haven't described the glories of the Lord. You've told so many other things, but have you explained how Madhyasoda would twist Krishna's ear and chastise him and make Krishna weep and make him surrender him to her? Oh no, Gurudev, I haven't done that. Then what have you written? Have you written how Krishna would play challenging games with his coward boyfriend and he would defeat them or they would defeat him? In fact, he took more pleasure when they defeated him. And Krishna would say, oh, I defeated you because you're sitting on me and your nose is looking down and my nose is looking up, so I can see your nose. Have you written about any of this? Beyonce said, no, I didn't know about it. How could I write? So what have you written? Nothing. And have you written how Krishna surrenders his peacock feather and his flute at the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika and begged her please forgive me, I'll never offend you again? And he fully surrendered at her lotus feet? No, Gurudev, I haven't. Then you haven't given anything to the real welfare of society. Therefore, you should now go into trance. And Vyasa had full faith in Narada. When Narada first arrived, as Srila Gurudev explained, he worshipped him and gave him a worshipable seat, washed his feet, and he told him, Oh Lord, you are just like the sun who can travel everywhere over the three worlds, and you are just like the air which penetrates the inner regions of everything and the hearts of all living entities. This is the qualification of a bona fide guru. So Vyasa, showing us that even Vyasa, who's the incarnation of the Lord, he surrendered to Guru. He couldn't be successful without Guru, surrendering to Guru, so let's speak of us. So Narada instructed him to go into trance. So Vyasa, after Narada left, went into the trance of mystic yoga. And he saw from beginning to end Krishna's birth, Krishna's killing Krishna, all the other demons, Krishna's dancing and Rasalila with the gopis, he's going to Mathura, he's going to Dwarka, he's sending Udos hearing, Dhamma Deep by Srimati Radhika, all the pastimes from beginning to end. And then, Anartha Mupasa Mamsha Akshat, Bhakti Yoga Manoksaje, Bhosasya Jarasa Vinvan, Sakra Sakra Sangita. He saw everything in his chant of Bhakti Yoga, and then knowing that Anartha Mupasa Mamsha Akshat, all Anarthas, 16 kinds of Anarthas, the senses, not understanding the goal, not understanding the process, desire and heavenly planets, merging, material enjoyment, all the anarchists are at once mitigated by the process of devotional service. But the whole world does not know this. And therefore, the great sage Vyasa compiles that samhita and the mode of goodness, the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedyam Vastivamastra Vastu Shivadam Savachayan Mulanam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest truth, and that truth uproots all the threefold miseries of all the living entities. So by the mercy of Sri Narada, Vyasa attained perfection, and perfection is his writing, and now we have the beautiful Srimad Bhagavatam, which the manifestation of Sri Vyasa, that is Srila Gurudev, the manifestation of Vyasa, the manifestation of Narada, the manifestation of Nityananda, the manifestation of Srimati Radhika, the manifestation of Sri Rupa Goswami and Rupa Manjari, Srila Gurudev will teach us that Srimad Bhagavatam. Try to put that in our hearts so that we can be happy.
So, Shabda Brahma, Veena Hitek, and Abhya Mary. No need of disciple, no need of familiar. So from first, when we hold the next disciple's life,
Guru Maharaj,
Prabhat, Vyasa, Valmiki, and so many, well, talk to Bhajan.
Sometimes
he travels with Hari Rishi. But sometimes Nanda Muni travels also with other rishis. They say, oh, sometimes, if needed, they take Angira Rishi or other rishi also. Like him. Those who are his friends. And it is. So, you should know what Narad told, how easily bhakti comes. soul, but you could not pay attention. Therefore, when I was 5 years old, some rishi came. That rishi was Sanat Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanat Kumar and others. And for 4 months of rainy season, they were there. They must make pot, and there they used to tell Hari Katha. So, Narad mother, Narad Rishi's mother, was filling their pot and everything, cleaning, plating, and everything. So Narad, only 5 years old, used to go with her mother, his mother. And one day, he asked him, so, may I you please keep your remnant? One day comes, only one day. And they saw that this boy is very, very sincere. He may have the bhakti ready. So, kindly they gave their remnant to him. And by taking one time event, what is it? Ruchi Sajayaku. In Hari Katha, oh, this pain. And then I began to hear all these things, what they discussed for once, everything I knew quite well. So, bhakti for the jhala, bhakta for the jhala are bhakta for the truly 18 7 year old. If any help comes to us of Krishna, two kinds of remnants, what they take prasadam, or that prasadam, may I take? Not like all those people. And possibly taking their influence. Not that. Not the possibility. So, possibly taking, making them down and taking their place. When they will, they are walking and they will go, oh, they could not see and say, remnant, may I take for feet and also water. This was water. They are very, very powerful. I wish bhakti is written. And that is why Narada told, I wish them. I have faith in hearing Hari Katha, and by hearing Katha, all things change. They give my mantra, and by the power of mantra, I saw Krishna in a plant, and after that, when this came, I put my feet on it, and that body went on, and go, finish, and then fall. Transcendental form. The transcendental form, so beautiful, began to travel whole world in Vrindavan, in Narayan Lok, in Mahaprabhu, and Ajodhya Dham, in heaven, even in Vrindavan, even in Varka, that like Krishna. So, sadhu-sanga, sadhu-sanga, sarva-sanga. That says, an ignorant person, what is taught in his meditation or prana, they wrote in the form of a book. And he thought that in this world only one his son, Sukadev. Detached from what
first became out of his father's home, he went once straight away from there and he went to the forest. And that day was called Putra, Putra, Putra. And that voice coming, Patikhani. Echo came from trees. Oh, who is a son? Who is father? Who is mother? And how he was? Is that some word that when he was going for his father, also calling him, and he saw his father, that there were so many personal girls that were sitting back naked. And when they saw Sukadev Goswami, oh, as a 16-year-old, quite naked, they had no shame at all. But when they saw this old person, so all white, when that they went, they took all their clothes and came and did pranam. Then that they asked, my son, as a 16-year-old, then very good native. Having that no sin at all, and tell me, why you are a son? Then he told me. So, in his time, all are like free, like a song. This is what? One is Krishna and God. In Krishna always, nothing else. He's not saying that he is still lady or he is male or he is what he is tiger or what. His only reason is that, oh, in all hearts to bring Lord in here. So he is being there. So, for him, no death. But if you are asking that we are lady or he is, you are male, you are thinking. That is why we have. So from first he was detached from old. And he has Brahma, he was Brahmanira. Means always Brahma. What Brahma? Creator of this Brahma, world. No form, nothing. But I think so many things. But when he heard that in the heart, the glory of Krishna, the qualities of Krishna, the beauty of Krishna, Varnapridam, Natavarapapu, Kalyayog, Sarvikaram, Krishna-dvata samet-tapisham vayayayam irishyamalam, Vandhvan-dvayayam-rasas-kaya-kuraya-gop-vindayam, Kavadaramanam, Kavapit. That's the beauty of Krishna. Only are telling like this. And what quality? Bhagavati yam sanatanukuta. Oh, how he is merciful. A demon like Putana, taking the blood and face of a boy, he meant to kill Krishna and to eat poison. And Krishna, his poison he stole the food and purified, and he takes the country which is the key. How we so merciful, we must serve them, that Krishna. Why we should serve all daily those God are here? Those Premanam Reina.
Yes, sir.
Remember, you said that the substances are very powerful. The water that washed the feet of the pure devotees and the remnants of his punsa.
And also Harikatha.
So Harikatha, the devotees can hear all the time by reading books or hearing your tape or watching on Shirabhati TV. But it seems like they can only get your food remnants or the water that washed the Lord's feet once or twice a year. So how can they get it more often?
And it takes a remnant and it becomes to dawn. And Parvati also becomes to dawn. When those you can have, they are very fortunate. Why they are getting late? I they took off otherwise as you go.
Tonight, some of our young girls performed a whole Indian dance to welcome everyone. Where Pali Devi has been teaching these young girls the past year or so. We hope you enjoy their little summer dance.
And that's, we're going to end our webcast within the next 5 hours, 4 hours, we'll have the movies uploaded in MP3 files. Jai Shri Radhe, thank you for joining us.